you name it. And, you know, that's the prescription for victory for the North Huron Warriors. All they have to do is just keep it up.
So it's 4:51 left in the third quarter. In the first 3 minutes and 9 seconds, North Huron has been able to put up 6 points compared to Beckerville's none. They lead by three. Their largest was four, mind you. Right now, a 6-0 run over to Ibarra for Deckerville. Dribbling in the right corner to Curtis Vogel. To Abreu inside the lane. Goes up strong, and he gets that one to fall for 2 points. Abreu has four, and it's a 1-point lead for North Huron, 35-34. To DeAndre Morris to Brad Hoodie. Into the corner to Shapinski. One dribble, now is in trouble. Back to Brad Hoodie to Ty Knoblock, top of the key. Deckerville still in that 1-2-2 zone. Morris at the left elbow, back to John Hoodie, thought about taking the three, instead kicks it over to Shapinski, who takes the three right wing. No good, rebound Curtis Vogel, and we have a whistle as looks like, not sure who this will go against, I do believe. Maybe Ty Knoblock? Nope, goes against Brad Hoodie. With a reach in, that's his first, team second of the second half. So Derek Snyder bringing it up for Deckerville, right to left across the radio, halfway through the third quarter, 35-34, North Huron kind of thinks a three, this one's no good. Curtis Vogel puts it in for 2 points, though, on the putback. 36-35, and Deckerville back out by 1 point. North Huron on offense. Brad Hoodie dribbling the left wing, coming all the way around the perimeter to the right wing to DeAndre Morris. Into the corner, Shapinski takes the three. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by John Hoodie. Keeps possession alive for North Huron. Brad Hoodie goes down the right side of the lane, and he is hammered as he went up strong against Curtis Vogel, and Vogel's going to win that one every single time. Foul goes against Curtis Vogel. That's his first, team second. Curtis Vogel, an absolute beast on both sides of the line in football, and showed why there as well. This put Brad Hoodie to the free throw line for 2 shots. He's not attempted a free throw yet tonight. First free throw is no good. Score remains 36 for Deckerville, 35 for North Huron. 3:35 left in the third quarter.
Brad's usually a pretty good free throw shooter.
Brad Hoodie at the free throw line. This one's
pretty
ugly.
Close.
May not even hit the rim, but regardless, a long rebound in the hands of Shapinski. That's the fifth offensive board in this quarter alone. 7 on the quarter together. Out of bounds. Looks like it's a retained North Huron possession. Substitution. Shapinski sits down. He's replaced by Austin Majeski. First action from him tonight in the second half. Quick three from John Hoodie in the corner on the inbound is good. And now North Huron back out by 2 points. Third lead change in this quarter. Seventh of the evening. 38 for North Huron. 36 for Deckerville. Isaac Kineth down to the left block, and it's nearly stolen away as Curtis Vogel couldn't hang on to it. Ty Knoblock came over the top and knocked it out of bounds. 3:09 left in the third. North Huron 38, Deckerville 36. Eagles inbounding underneath their own hoop to Derek Snyder at the top of the key. Diving on the right side of the lane. The runner's no good. Gets his own put back. This one's short as well. Rebound still loose and into the hands of North Huron. Brad Hoodie slows things down for the Warriors. Over to Majeski into the corner to DeAndre Morris. Hits the three, and it's good. And we have a technical foul being called. This will be against, looks like a cheap shot against North Huron as he tried to clear out the lane. And that's going to go against Austin Majeski. After the shot is made from Morris. Morris now has 19. It's a 5-point lead for North Huron, 41-36. First free throw from Kineth is good on these technical shots. After these free throws, Deckerville will retain possession. Both free throws good from Kineth. And now it's a 3-point ball game, 41-38.
Silly mistake.
Most certainly.
Now Deckerville, of course, retains possession, inbounding the ball right now.
So Majeski's first personal, team's third. Ibarra at the right wing, down to the baseline to Curtis Vogel, dribbling on the reverse, Mike is just short. Rebound, though, Ibarra, and Ibarra is going to be fouled as he tried to bring in that rebound. Curtis Vogel nearly had a heck of a play coming down that baseline. Instead, Austin Majeski's going to be called for another foul. That's his second, team's fourth. Snyder inbounds to Kynaeth in the left corner. This one's no good. Rebound Ibarra. And this one's going to be going the other way. And it's going to be a clear out foul against number 50, Curtis Vogel. That's his second. Team's third. So North Huron ball with a 3-point lead, 41-38, 90 feet from their own hoop. Tyken Oblak inbounding to DeAndre Morris. Also out there for North Huron, Brad Hoodie, John Hoodie, and Austin Majeski, who's taking the three in the right corner. This one's a two-day ship from Amazon. Rebound, Curtis Vogel. Derek Snyder double dribbled as he's coming across midcourt. This can result in a turnover. That is just the fifth for the Eagles, second of this quarter.
You know, the rule of thumb is the person that hit the last shot should be able to touch the ball in the next possession.
Somehow, North Huron is getting some sort of momentum on their side, regardless of no rhythm in this ballgame. John Hoodie for three, left right corner. This one is good. John Hoodie with two straight threes. Now North Huron leading by 6 points, 44-38. Down to Curtis Vogel, and it's stolen away by Brad Hoodie, and Derek Snyder just picked up another foul as he basically stopped any transition offense for North Huron.
Derek Snyder just, that's his fourth foul, by the way, but he just stopped a easy, sure 2 points on the layup for North Huron. So I don't know if it was worth it to him or not, but, you know.
Well, he's going to have to sit down with four personal fouls. He's replaced by number four, Trayton Nicolessa. For Deckerville, 1:53 left in the third quarter. North Huron 44, Deckerville 38. Seven lead changes, one tie in this ballgame. Three lead changes in this quarter alone. Ty Knoblock inbounding to DeAndre Morris. Over to Knoblock again, left wing. Starts his dribble at the left elbow to Brad Hoodie. Over to Majeski for three. This one's short. Long rebound in the hands of Ty Knoblock, though. North Huron still on offense. John Hoodie for three.
Goodness.
He hits another.
My goodness.
Three straight threes for John Hoodie, and it's now out to a 9-point lead, 47-38. North Huron leading with 90 seconds left in the third quarter. Abreu dribbling around the perimeter and the left wing for Deckerville, and now just an errant pass. Offs it up. Deckerville's sixth turnover. John Hoodie for another three. This one short, rebound Abreu. For North Huron, or for Deckerville, excuse me.
But he was not waiting. He was not ready for that pass.
No, he wasn't. 1 minute remaining in the third quarter. A 9-point lead for North Huron. Abreu gets stripped at the free throw line. Here comes North Huron with all momentum on their side. The layup from Brad Hoodie's no good. The second putback is no good. But there is John Hoodie to clean up the boards. And a huge quarter for him, 11 points. It's now out to 11-point lead. And Curtis Vogel at the left block. He's in trouble. And Kalesa picks it up for Deckerville, but it's stolen away. But John Hoodie, or excuse me, Majeski rolled with it as he stole it away. And it's going to result in a turnover. Can you believe all that, John?
The last time I saw people diving on the floor like that, it was a Japanese volleyball tournament. That was... We're seeing little furrows in the end of the hardwood right now.
When did you ever watch a Japanese volleyball
game? That was on television.
Okay, all right, just checking. So Deckerville inbounds. They feed it into the lane. Then Isaac Kynaeth gets the back on the baseline, except he was out of bounds when he caught it. He leapt from out of bounds when he caught the ball, and that's going to result in another turnover. Six in the quarter, ninth and ninth for the Eagles. They trail by 11 points. 49-38.
Bringing the ball up pretty slow is Morris.
At least, they have no need to hurry now. They trailed at halftime by 3 points. They now lead by 11. 15 seconds left to DeAndre Morris. Down the baseline, right side. Lets it fly. This one's short big time. Knoblock in the putback. That one's no good. Rebound Vogel. 5 seconds left. Kalesa at the left wing for three. This one's up off the mark. Rebound, John Hoodie. And we have reached the end of a very up-and-down third quarter. And the Eagles watch their lead disappear, and North Huron now leads by 11 points. North Huron 49, Deckerville 38, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the Taylor